Welcome to OU.org and www.etshalom.com. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom, and it has been my distinct pleasure to be studying Sefer Shmuel with you over the course of these past few weeks. We now come to the final chapter of Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Bet Perek Chavdalad, which, as I mentioned before, really Perek Chavbet seems to be the end, the Shira that ends Sefer Shmuel, and then Divrei David HaAchronim and Perek Chaf Gimel would certainly be an appropriate finale. And yet Perek Chaf Dalet is necessary because the one dream of David that he was not able to realize, at least he is able to take some steps in that direction, as we will see by the end of our Perek. However, there will be a tough road to go till we get there. Vayosef Af Adonai L'Charot B'Yisrael. God continued to be angry against Israel, and it's unclear what this continuation is continuing from. Is it continued from Perek Chaf Aleph, where there was the famine for 3 years, or is there something else going on that we don't know about? Vayaset et David Bahem. Literally, it means that he entrapped David to go against them. In other words, he got David somehow to do something that would hurt Am Yisrael. Lemor lechmenet Yisrael vet Yehuda. Now, the lemor here is not Hashem, but David. That David said, go count Yisrael and Yehuda, the famous census of David, and we will in a minute investigate why this would be problematic. Vayomer HaMelech el Yoav sar hachayil asher ito. And this parak almost seems to ignore everything else in Sefer Shmuel because it again introduces Yoav as if we didn't know who he was. The king says to Yoav, who is his chief of staff, but we'll see why this is an important note. Shut na b'chol shivtei Yisrael midan v'yad b'ershava, the famous boundaries that are repeated in Sefer Melachim several times. Go travel through all shivtei Yisrael from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, ufikdu et ha'am, count the people, v'yadati et mispar ha'am, and then I'll know how many they are. Now, why is there a specific mention of Yoav here? Because Yoav, as the chief of staff, would normally be in charge, or would be concerned with counting the people, for the specific purpose of knowing how big his army is. And that's why the word ufikdu is such a pregnant word here, because we normally associate a mifkad, both in Tanakh and even modern Hebrew, with a count for the army. In other words, counting how many soldiers we have. That's, for instance, Shaul, when he counted the army in Perek Yud Aleph of Shmuel Aleph. That was counting the soldiers that he had for the attack and the defense of Yavesh Gilad. However, here David says, V'yadati et mispar ha'am, meaning his entire purpose is just to know how many people there are, but not for military action. So Yoav's reaction, as we have seen Yoav in earlier times react, really does say what the right thing to say is, just as he did with Avshalom. Vayomer Yoav el HaMelech, V'yosef Adonai Elohecha el Ha'am Kahem V'Kahem Mi'ah Pe'amim. He blesses him, God should make the people 100 times as many as they are. This, of course, is just poetic. V'nei Adonai HaMelech Ra'ot, and you see how many they are, V'Adonai HaMelech Lama Chafetz B'davar Hazeh. And he says, why is the king desirous of this matter? And we continue on. Vayechazek Dvar HaMelech El Yoav. So David maintained his position. V'al Sarei HaChayil. Vayetzei Yoav v'Sarei HaChayil lifnei HaMelech lifkod et ha'am et Yisrael. So they went and did their duty to count the people. Vayavru et ha'Yarden. So they went to the other side of the Yarden, where Reuven and Gad are. Vayechanu ba'arorer yimin ha'ir. This is south of the city of Ararer, which is on the Nachal Arnon, Asher B'tocha Nachal Hagad V'El Ya'azer. So this is the entire Transjordan. V'yavo ha-Gil'ada V'el Eretz Achitim Chodshi V'yavo Dana Ya'an V'saviv El Tzidon. So they made an entire trek up the east bank and around the north all the way to the coast. V'yavo Mivtzar Tzor, and they came down to Tyre. So they went around the entire nation, and we got the piece that they went first to Jordan, went up to Jordan, went around the north and down the coastal plain. It took them 9 months and 20 days to come back to Yerushalayim. And perhaps the reason for giving us this exact number is to let us know that the numbers they're going to report are not hyperbolic and they're not symbolic, they're real numbers. He reported the census. Vati Yisrael, 800,000 ish chayil shalef charev. So among Yisrael in the north, there were 800,000 infantrymen. V'ish Yehuda, 500,000 ish. And in Yehuda, 500,000 men. Now that does mean that since Shaul's time, Yehuda has grown exponentially relative to Yisrael. When Shaul gathered his troops, he had 300,000 from Yisrael and 30,000 from Yehuda. Now Yehuda has 500,000, and there's 800,000 in Yisrael. V'yachlev David oto acharechein safar ta'am. The sentence is a little bit misordered, and the way it should be read is that David felt bad, David's heart hurt him, not after he counted, but meaning as a result of counting the people, and it's the same wording used after David felt regret for cutting Shaul's garment. V'yachlev David ala adonai chatati miod asher asiti. Here he says, I have sinned greatly, as opposed to what happened with Uriah, where it's chatati. Chatati miod asher asiti v'ata adonai haver nat avon avadecha kiniskalti miod. He said, I've been very foolish, and please forgive me. V'yakum David baboker, and so David got up in the morning. Udvar adonai hayal gad hanavi chose David limor. And now we see a return of God, who was David's first court navi, here at the end of this episode of Sefer Shmuel. And God says, Haloch v'dibartai al David. This is what you have to tell him. Ko amar Adonai shalosh arochino tel alecha. Bachar lecha achat mehem veselach. I'm going to give you three choices. Choose one, and that's what I'm going to do. Three punishments. And we'll find out what they are. V'yavo gad al David v'yagid lo v'yomer lo. Hatavo lecha sheva shenim ra'av be'artzecha. Do you want 7 years of famine? Im shlosha chodashim nuscha lifnei tzarecha. Or do you want to run away from your enemies, be in flight for 3 months? Do you want 3 days of a plague in the land? Please tell me so that I can tell my dispatchers, the one who sent me, meaning Hashem, tell him which one you choose. This is a terrible, terrible choice. Hashem is giving David which terrible plague to bring. And David then responds, Vayomer David, God, sar li meod. I am in terrible pain. Niplan na v'yad Adonai. So let us fall before God and not before man, meaning that the first plague of 7 years of famine is unthinkable. And part of the reason it's unthinkable is that it casts Israel as being somewhat in the light of Mitzrayim of old. And the second thing is that it puts us very much at the mercy of all of the neighboring nations as far as getting food. 3 months running away from the enemy, which of course for David would bring up both the Shaul episode and the Avshalom episode, but also puts him at the mercy of man. Rather, he says, let's fall in the hands of God, in other words, the plague. And hopefully God will have more compassion. So God put a plague that was from the morning of that day until the appointed time, which means the end of 3 days. This is a very difficult parsha to understand, but 70,000 people died as a result of this plague. The reason it's difficult is because David sinned, and that's exactly what David says, as we'll see in a moment. And Hashem sent the malach. What this exactly, how this appears, is unclear, but in Divrei Amim, this entire story gets much more treatment. And the, he sees the malach with the charbosh lufa biyado. He's over Yerushalayim to destroy it. Vayinachem Adonai al-hara'a. Vayomar la-malach ha-mashchit ba'am rav. Ata heref yadacha. So Hashem, at that point, when the malach was over Yerushalayim, Hashem had compassion over Yerushalayim, and he said, now, stay your hand. U'malach Adonai haya in goren ha-ravna ha-yibusi. And the malach was just north of the city of Yerushalayim, up on a mountaintop, over the granary of a particular Aravna of Yavus. Remember, the Yavusim lived with Bnei Israel in Yerushalayim. Now remember, this granary is outside of the city because you don't have a granary inside the city. When he saw the Malach, he said, what did this flock do? Why are the people suffering? Destroy me, destroy my family, but why them? He doesn't get an answer. Since the Malach appeared over that particular spot, you should erect a Mizbeach there and bring a Korban. And David did exactly what God told him, Bidvar Hashem. In the meantime, Yashkef Aravna, so Aravna took a look, Vayar et HaMelech vet Avadav, Ovrim Alav. He saw that the king and his servants were all coming into his granary. Vetzar Aravna v'ishtachol HaMelech HaPav Arzan, Aravna bowed to the king. Vayar Aravna, Madua ba Adoni HaMelech El Avdo. So why are you here? David, Iknot Meimcha et HaGoren, Livnot Mizbeach L'Adonai, V'teyatzar Magifa Me'al Ha'am. I came here to buy your granary so that I can erect an altar so that we will be able to stop the plague. Rav Nal David Yikach Viyal Adonai Melech Hatov Beinav Rei HaBakar Lolav Morigim Uchlei HaBakar Laitzim. So Rav Nal says, take it. Don't buy it. Take it and take a look at all of the animals. Put the cattle as an olah, and you could take their kelim and bust them up as wood. I'm giving it all to you. Hakol Natan Rav Nal Melech LaMelech. Now, Avnah HaMelech is a little bit strange phrase. Vayomer Avnah HaMelech, Adonai Eloheicha Yirtzecha. And then he says, God should accept your korban. Vayomer HaMelech El Avnah. And this is how Sefer Shmuel ends. Lo, ki kano eknem me'otcha b'mechir, I am going to purchase it from you. V'lo alel Adonai Elohai olot chinam, I am not going to bring up free korbanot. I will purchase from you the goren, I'll purchase the animals. Vayikem David et ha-goren. David purchased the goren v'tabakar b'chesef shloshim shkalim chamishim, and that and the animals together for 50 shkalim of kesef. Va'even sham David mizbeach l'Adonai, and he erected a mizbeach, just as Sefer Shmuel begins, with an aliyah l'regel and a korban in Shiloh. Now we come to the permanent place. David erects a mizbeach, that is, of course, the makom mizbeach of the makom mikdash. V'yal olot u'shlamim, v'ya'ater Adonai la'aretz v'teyatzar magafel me'el Yisrael, and the plague was stopped over Israel. God responded to the land, and of course that sets the stage for what will happen, say, from Malachim, after David dies, as promised in Perek Zion, that his son will then open up the city, include this area now as part of the city, and build the Mikdash, the one thing that David did not have a chance to build in his life, and to realize the dream, Shifti Bevet Adonai Kol Yimei Chayai, Lachazot Benoam Adonai, Ulevaker Behechalo.